Hello, and welcome to Catholicism in the Car. My name is Parker Zirbal. Last time I talked for a bit about substance and substrate or substratum, as it comes up in Aristotle. And I've been going through his Organon, and also the beginning of his Physics is where I'm at right now. I think I'm book 7. Or chapter 7 of book 1. I can't remember. Anyway, I want to continue talking about the categories, and kind of go over a few of them at a time. We'll make this a little bit more structured, I think. So there are 10 categories in Aristotle, and I created a great little acronym for me to remember them. It is Snare Wutfe, which makes no sense, but it works. So the snare part, S-N-A-R-E, or actually there's no E, it's just S-N-A-R, and so you have your substance, your quantity. So the N is where I get quantity. You have your quality, which is where the A comes from, quality. And then you get your relation, so the snare. Substance, quantity, quality, relation. And then you have what, W-T, where you get the where, also place, and then time. So where or place and time. And then the fe is P-H-A-E, so kind of pronouncing it like a Latin, I actually can't even remember what that letter is called in Latin, but where it's the combination of the A and the E. Anyway, and it sounds like A. So you would use the English P-H for an F sound, and then the A-E sound, so fe. So the P is position, the H is having something, the A is acting upon something or doing something, and then the E is being affected by something. So, snare what fe? Substance, quantity, quality, where, time, place, having, acting upon, and being affected by. So hopefully that acronym helps you. I don't know. Maybe. It helps me. I basically learned it in about 10 minutes, and I memorized it, and I'm not going off any notes. So acronyms are a great way to learn or to memorize things, especially things that you care about. They can be more difficult to use if you don't care about the subject. I remember trying to use acronyms to remember certain things in mathematics, and it didn't really work that great. And funny thing about when I was taking a lot of my mathematics courses is I always wanted to study the portion of mathematics that I wasn't currently taking a course in. So if I was studying linear algebra, I wanted to instead study more so like 3D calculus, like Calc 3 or something. If I was studying Calc 3, I wanted to study linear algebra, you know, vice versa. I don't know. It's a weird thing with me, and probably with all or most human beings. When you're forced, or like you feel like you're forced to study a certain thing, you want to just study something else instead. So if I ever end up going into formal studies for philosophy and or theology, hopefully that doesn't happen to me with those, but based upon experience, I bet it will. Anyway, so snare, what fe? Substance, quantity, quality, relation, where, time, place, or no. Not place, because place is where. Have I been saying place? Maybe I have. What I mean is posture, or I I think what's usually used is the term position. But I find position and place to be a little confusing. And it seems that Aristotle means more of posture by position. Like you can be sitting up instead of laying down, is I think is the example he gives. So I find position a much more helpful word to use than... I'm getting all confused here. I find posture much easier to use than position, okay? Because, again, I get position and place mixed up. Because when I think position, I think, like, in physics, where you have the position of something, and then you have acceleration, and then you have velocity. Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. It's been a few years since I took my physics. Anyway, you know what I mean. All right, so today I want to talk just a little bit about how Aristotle breaks down quantity, okay? Quantity. So that's the second of the categories. So you have substance, and then you have quantity. Okay, so Aristotle breaks quantity into two main, like, folders, you can say, two main aspects. Mm-hmm. And they are continuous, so continuous quantities and discrete quantities. So continuous quantities, he gives the examples of lines, surfaces, I'm trying to think. I think time is one of them. And one more, what was it? The other one was, body. And I can't quite remember what he meant by body. Whether it was like a physical body or something, or like just something being localized in a certain place, and if it moves, that something goes with it, like a planet, heavenly bodies. So I think that's kind of what he means, is something that can move around but yet keep its substance, I guess. So there's these continuous quantities, time, line, body, and dang it, now I'm forgetting the fourth one. Anyway, rewind it, go back. So he breaks it down into these continuous quantities, and then he also talks about discrete quantities. And these discrete quantities are things like number. So there's a discrete quantity of numbers. And also he gives the example of speech being a discrete quantity. And I'm going to be honest, I really can't remember what examples he gives for that. So you have to look it up. Anyway, so I kind of went over my trick for memorizing the 10 categories and talked a little bit about the second category of quantity. Thanks.